This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 32, how to amp up your personality and get a 7 on the IELTS speaking test. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll find out why adding a little bit of personality to your speaking test answers will set you ahead of most test takers and could get you the 7 you need on the IELTS. Hey, Jessica.
Hello.
What's shaking?
Everything. I'm just dancing up a storm here.
Really cool. All right, dancing to the music, right? As we're going to jump into IELTS today, such an exciting topic. And we're getting back to the speaking section because we know our listeners want to hear how to do well on the speaking section. Really important.
Yeah. And how to make yourself stand out from the other students, right?
So, what does it mean something to stand out?
Yeah, standing out. Stand out. That's a great phraseal verb, huh? Stand out.
Yeah.
To make yourself either seem high above or maybe below. Is it below?
Okay.
No, I guess it would always be better to make yourself seem like higher or better than another group of people.
Yeah. We want to differentiate our language from the norm, right? And be kind of an outlier so that it kind of causes the examiner to raise their eyebrows. Like, whoa, this person really has something special. Cause that's
exactly
what we need to get that high score. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you could sort of generalize the band score of 6 as a good student, someone who has studied the textbook and memorized the vocabulary in the textbook and can communicate, you know, pretty well. But if you are shooting for a 7, then you need to be using language that is not from a textbook. You need to be using language that a native speaker is going to say. And that's what surprises the examiner. And that's what gets you a 7 or higher.
Yeah. Well, that's perfect because that's exactly what a typical All Ears English listener is. That's the level that we're at here at All Ears English, right, Jessica? So this is perfect for our listeners. So I'm sure that they're listening up. So how can they stand out on the speaking section? How can they do that?
One way is to be exaggerated in your vocabulary, to use vocabulary that is bigger, that is more extreme. So, for example, I don't say I'm hungry. Let's go get some food. I say, oh my gosh, I'm starving. If I don't eat now, I'm going to die. This like, it's just super exaggerated.
So you're saying
maybe.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I may be more exaggerated than some people, but even just a smidge of my exaggeration is going to help you on the test.
So you're saying that we have to become drama queens and kings to get a 7 on the exam?
Totally.
Okay.
Totally. So let's give some examples.
Okay.
Let's give some like real examples. So one of us will be the like do kind of the boring normal answer, average answer, band score 6, and then the other person will exaggerate it and make it a 7 and higher.
Oh, that sounds great. So what's the first question?
All right. So I'll ask you first and you can give like the normal answer. All right.
Okay.
Tell me about your favorite room in your house.
Oh, my favorite room is, well, the color is, you know, the walls are white and there's a bed, you know, there's a couch and there's a dresser and you know, it's quite nice.
Listeners, was that exciting? Was that
boring?
Fun answer. I think the examiner is falling asleep if they hear you talking.
That is the worst.
Okay, so let's see. If I take that same answer, I could say, my favorite room in my whole house has to be my bedroom. It is the best room I've ever been in my whole life. There, the walls are white and they are so clean. You could like see your face in the wall because it's so shiny. And the couch in my room is the most comfortable place ever. It's like you're sleeping on a cloud. It's amazing. Oh. There you go. So there's that. Okay. Let's
so now I'm much more awake. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Another question could be like, what's your favorite weather? What's your favorite weather? So I think a normal average student would say, I like sunny weather because I don't like cold and it's nice when it's warm and sunny. There you go.
Okay. Okay.
That is really, really boring. And I just gave you a 6.
I think that was a 5.
That is really boring.
Guys, did you know that your ideas on the speaking section of the IELTS are not as important as you think? If you want to know more secrets like this, come to allearsenglish.com/evaluation to download our free cheat sheet to find out exactly what the examiner cares about on the speaking section of the IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation.
Let's see if I can go for a 7 or higher.
Yes.
Well, I like days when the sun is shining in total brilliance and it's just beating down on my face so I can feel it on my skin, because I don't like to be in a cold place. I like to feel the warmth of the sun, and I like to take a stroll down the street and just enjoy a gorgeous day. And that is why I like sunny, warm weather.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Great. I like the phrase, the sun beating down on me. That's really descriptive.
Absolutely. And some of the things that I heard you use in your example was ever, right? The best ever. Or yeah. It's the most comfortable couch ever, with that intonation, right? Because that makes you sound awake and alive. I also heard you use so, right? It's so great. It's so nice. The walls are so bright.
Yeah, adding adverbs into your answer is a really good way of improving that vocabulary score and being more descriptive. Using adverbs to describe or magnify your adjectives, like so, super, totally. It's something isn't just, you know, your favorite. It's the best ever in the whole world. Just like pulling that exaggeration as big as it could possibly go.
I love it. I love it. And so yeah, I think that one of the key takeaways from today would be that using the adverb to describe the adjective to magnify what you're saying. That's a really good one. That's the first thing. And then maybe using those idioms or those, so beating down the descriptive language.
Yeah. And even like getting some metaphorical exaggeration, like the couch was so soft. It's like sitting on a cloud.
Yeah, you did a good job of that one, too. I like that. I like sitting on a cloud.
Yeah, fantastic. I think, you know, something we talked about last time, how maybe your cultural way of communicating can make the writing difficult. I think maybe that flowery language and those descriptions that maybe you shouldn't use in academic writing, but you should use them in your speaking. They're going to help you on the speaking.
Oh, that's really interesting, Jessica. I'm glad you said that, because our listeners can just go ahead and transfer their skills. Just take them from writing and put them right into the speaking section. So we know that you guys have these descriptive skills, but you've got to use it in the right place.
Yeah,
in your own
language.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, that's just, those skills are just going to make you stand out from the crowd, right? Because other students are going to be using these really nervous, boring textbook responses. And you, dear listeners, are going to be impressive, are going to give the best answers ever on test day.
Yeah, you're going to know how to stand out, how to differentiate your speaking from the average six. You guys are not average. We know you can do it. You're at the right place in your English learning to move beyond that textbook and to add these elements to make yourself an interesting speaker, right? Because in the end, an interesting speaker gets a higher score.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about the vocabulary today to make that interesting. And I think, something that connects right into it is the intonation. And if you are using exciting language, I think it's easy to also use excited intonation and dramatic rhythm and stress in your language. So, whole idea of being a drama queen or king, like from all aspects, it's going to help you on the speaking test.
I love it. Right. Cause you can't really do just one. You can't really add the special, flowery, interesting language and not have the intonation, because it'll sound like you've just taken those phrases out of the textbook. You just had a different textbook, right? So instead, you've got to put... Yeah, right? So imagine yourself kind of on stage and you're connecting with that speaker, with the examiner. And you're kind of putting on a bit of a show, like a drama queen or a drama king.
Totally. And I understand that some candidates are nervous and some students are, a bit scared of this. But think about it this way. The speaking test is 11 to 14 minutes. That's it. No more, no less. It's short. So even if you're nervous, just tell yourself, like, for this 15 minutes of my life, I am going to be the most confident, outgoing actress or actor that I could possibly be. And then I could go back to being quiet. But just for these 15 minutes, go nuts.
It's only 15 minutes. You can do anything for 15 minutes. And it's really interesting. Yeah. We've talked in a previous episode a long time ago here at All Ears English about how we can actually develop sort of like other egos, sort of other characters for ourselves when we're speaking so that we're not ourselves. We're someone else. We can imagine that person and how they are. Right. Totally. So maybe that's another episode, right? We don't have enough time today, but developing another character, that you move into that character when you're sitting in the IELTS speaking test.
Yeah, I love that. Ooh, we should do a whole episode about that. Speaking test characters.
Oh, well. That's coming up soon. So, all right. Well, thanks for this insight today, Jessica. This has been really, really important. And so, guys, don't make your language boring. Make it interesting. Wake up and wake up the examiner in front of you. And you got it.
Fantastic.
That's how to do it. All right.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Jessica. This has been great. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Hey guys, if you loved this episode and if you have another friend who's taking the IELTS exam this spring, go ahead and share this episode with your friend. You can share it by Facebook or Twitter or even send it in a text message from inside your podcast app. Thanks guys, have a good day. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.